Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 9th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:33. I'm Brent Allen. You'll find it a bit chilly as you walk out the door this morning. We are currently sitting at 40 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Social Advocates for Youth has been forced to make another round of job cuts to try and stay afloat. The nonprofit that serves homeless and youth in crisis laid off at least three additional staff members this week, bringing the total to over 21 since January, according to a report in the Press Democrat. SAY stated they needed to raise $1 million or the 53-year-old organization and the Dream Center on Summerfield Road would be forced to close. Donald Trump has prevailed in the Nevada caucuses, sweeping all 26 of the state's delegates. But he was also the only major candidate to compete, so the results are not really surprising. The next primary is February 24th in South Carolina, where Nikki Haley was the former governor, followed by Super Tuesday on March 5th. The Federal Communications Commission is outlawing robocalls that contain voices generated by artificial intelligence. The ruling targets robocalls made with AI voice cloning tools under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. That 1991 law restricts junk calls that use artificial and pre-recorded voice messages. Governor Gavin Newsom announced plans on Thursday to send prosecutors to Oakland in his latest move to crack down on rising crime in the Bay Area. Earlier, he said he would deploy 120 California Highway Patrol officers, also to help with targeted crackdowns on criminal activity in Oakland. Now, lawyers from the Attorney General's office will help prosecute those arrested. A new bill could ban the use of all plastic shopping bags by 2026 in California if passed by the state legislature. California already bans thin plastic shopping bags, But shoppers at stores during checkout can purchase bags made with thicker plastic that are reusable and recyclable. But a state study shows that the amount of bags per person per year has gone up from 8 pounds in 2004 to 11 pounds in 2021. The Chinese New Year falls on Saturday, kicking off the celebration for the Year of the Dragon. The 15-day celebration ends with the Lantern Festival on February 24th. The Year of the Dragon is anticipated to bring opportunities and exciting advancements for all. Those born under the dragon sign are revered for their innovative thinking and inquisitive nature, and often flourish in their professional pursuits. 8:35 at KZSE, time for one more check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirov. Hello again, Olivia. How are the roadways?
Hi, good morning. We still have no incidents to report. Traffic is looking very good for your drive in. There is one slight slowdown northbound US 101 from about 3rd Street to College Avenue. Other than that, the roadways are looking really good. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirov on KZST.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read On Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read On Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over a million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read On Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
A podiatrist will tell you about your feet. An orthopedist will tell you about your bones. A physical therapist will analyze your gait. A psychologist will help you manage your anxiety. But what if they're all connected? What if your walk affects your hip alignment and the loss of movement affects your mental health? At Kaiser Permanente, we know the body is connected in unseen ways. That's why our doctors work together to care for all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot, I put that on everything. In sports, the Warriors beat the Indiana Pacers 131-109. And Lamar Jackson, quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, has won his second NFL Most Valuable Player Award. Christian McCaffrey of the 49ers won the Offensive Player of the Year. And your forecast. We've got another frost advisory until 9 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy, just some high clouds out there with mid to upper 50s. Tonight's mainly clear with some patchy fog by tomorrow morning. Lows will be chilly, 30s once again. Tomorrow and Sunday, not bad at all. Sunny with low 60s. And finally this half hour, some good news for you.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That's right. Today is National Pizza Day, just in time for the Super Bowl. Now, while it's impossible to know for sure when pizza was created, some point to the 6th century BC, when writings from Darius the Great made reference to flatbread topped with dates and cheese. It's a start. The modern-style pizza appeared in Naples, Italy in 1522 AD. Pizza officially arrived in the U.S. in 1905 in New York City. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
100.1 KZST.
A wounded heart you gave.
100.1 KZST. Good Friday morning. I'm Debbie Abrams. And if you're just tuning in, we are doing a special hour, calling it the 49er Kick Butt Hour. I'm only playing songs from 1994. When did you hear that song last? Janet Jackson and again. 1994, which is the last time the Niners won the Super Bowl. So we're hoping to bring them a little bit of good luck for Sunday's Super Bowl. Kind of fun. Songs you haven't heard. This hour is brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza, the official pizza of the 49ers. Thanks, Mountain Mike's.
Even if your team isn't playing in the big game, you still have a watch party to worry about. There's no better place to find everything you need at huge savings than your local grocery outlet. We've got all kinds of grilling meats, chips, dips, and drinks for your guests. And with regular savings of up to 40 to 70% versus traditional grocery stores, that's a major win. If you've never visited a grocery outlet, now is the time. Take an extra $5 off a purchase of $25 or more. See our coupon in this week's ad at groceryoutlet.com.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Get ready for fish, food, and fun at the Lake Sonoma Steelhead Festival, rain or shine, from 10 till 4 on Saturday, February 10th at the Milt Branch Visitor Center. Get up close and personal with Steelhead as you watch them push upstream and climb the fish ladder. Enjoy educational exhibits, art projects, casting lessons, and even a chance to try your hand at archery. All these activities are free. The Steelhead Festival, Saturday, February 10th at Lake Sonoma. More info at SteelheadFestival.org and on Facebook.
Wilco's Farm Show Day sale is here with savings every week in February. Visit farmstore.com to see when each department's discounts go live and get ready to save all month long during Farm Show Days only at Wilco.
Sonoma County's KZST. Heather Irwin in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we've talked a lot of Super Bowl stuff. Let's flip it around and I know you have Mardi Gras local hotspots for
next
week. That's
right. You know, this next week is a lot of stuff. We've got Super Bowl. Then on Tuesday, we've got Fat Tuesday or Mardi Gras, which is the lead up to Lent, right? You got to party on Tuesday so then you can do Lent. And then we got Valentine's Day the day after.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. A lot of holidays. So if you're into Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday, we do have some great places around here to get Cajun and Creole cuisine. And one of them, the best known one, is the Parish Cafe up in Healdsburg.
Love it.
Everybody loves that place. And they are going to be doing, on February 13th, they're going to have music at the Elephant Room, which is right next to it. Music, a crawfish boil, po' boys, muffaletta, jambalaya, all that kind of good stuff. You can get tickets online. Just look up the Parish Cafe or look on SonomaMag.com. Sweet Teas has shrimp and grits and catfish. We love Sweet Teas in Windsor.
Love it.
Another fun one is Bago Crab. Have you ever been to Bago Crab?
I just love the name. Just to say, I hit Bago Crab the other day.
Bago Crab. That's a fun one because they have all kinds of Cajun-inspired sauces for your crawfish, crab, shrimp, lobster, all that good stuff.
Yum.
And my awesome friends from Bayou on the Bay, they're a pop-up. Really sweet couple, and they do muffaletta sandwiches and other Cajun treats and some sort of mix-ups. You can find them at a lot of the farmers markets. What else? Oh, okay, and this is the other great one. At Stockholm in Petaluma, they have, it's for Fat Tuesday in Sweden, it's a little bit different. They make this thing called semla, which are Swedish cardamom spice filled buns with whipped cream inside. Oh my gosh, they're so, so good.
Ooh.
So that's another fun one in Stockholm. And then the king cakes you can get at Sarmentine Bakery, Castaneda's. So, you know, you got to get the cake with the little baby in it, right? You get the baby, it cracks your tooth. And then next year, I guess you got to buy the cake or something like that.
Wow.
So, okay. Lots of great stuff. You can go to SonomaMag.com for even more, Fat Tuesday stuff.
Wait, so we have Easy Rider in Petaluma, right?
Easy Rider in Petaluma, yeah.
And I think I got this from you. Rocker Oyster Fellows?
Oh, yeah, they're great, too. There's so many good ones, yeah. And I couldn't even pick them all.
Simmer Claw Bar.
There are a lot.
So where do we get all that information?
Awesome. SonomaMag.com. We've got all that information on Mardi Gras meals, treats, and celebrations.
Here's a song you haven't heard in a while from 1994. Little Madonna. I'll Remember. I'm KZST. Mm-hmm.
I'll remember.
Madonna from 1994. This is KZST.
There are a few different definitions of the word comfortable. One refers to the way you feel when you're relaxing on furniture that feels so good you never want to get out of it. Another definition refers to financial security. And both of these definitions apply to what's going on this weekend at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. In other words, it's a huge sale, like crazy huge. They're marking down all kinds of great-looking Lazy Boy sofas, chairs, sectionals. Many, many dollars are about to be saved by someone. Why shouldn't that someone be you? Of course, you do have to get over to the Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries pretty fast to get the deals, since the sale is for a limited time. And if the phrase, hurry in now, challenges your definition of comfort, well, what can I tell you? Wear your sweats. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Save on a huge in-stock selection of quality Lazy Boy furniture with up to an extra 20% off and 0% financing for 3 years with qualified purchase and approved credit. Going on now at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries on Santa Rosa Avenue.
License number 254603.
Aunt Laura!
Morning, Danny.
Oh, there you are. I have an idea for the radio ads, and I know you are going to love it.
Okay, Danny, let's hear it.
We need a jingle.
A jingle?
Yeah, we need to have a jingle that reminds people how awesome our plumbers are.
I mean, our plumbers are amazing.
A jingle that lets everyone know we've been plumbing, like, forever.
Ever since your grandfather started Gotelli.
Gotelli Plumbing can fix any problem quickly and easily.
Well, that seems like a lot to put in a jingle.
Already wrote it, Aunt Laura. Want to hear it?
Sure, fire away. You know what? That does say it all. Good job, Danny.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Visit us online at GatelliPlumbing.com.
Sonoma County's KZSTM. Debbie Abrams, Heather Irwin in the studio talking food. And wow, Heather, we've covered a lot. Let's see, Super Bowl, Valentine's Day, Mardi Gras next week.
So much.
And now before I let you go,
okay,
today is National Pizza Day. Woo-hoo! Yes, so many great places here locally to get pizza. Where's so your many. Go-to pizza? Where's your
All
go-to?
Right, I'm going to tell you where I just went, and it is one of my favorites, Acre Pizza.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And they have the Detroit style, which is that really thick crust with the cheese all around, the crispy cheese, and the other, you know, regular New York style. But the most important thing, homemade ranch.
Oh
my gosh. You just dip and dip and dip.
Oh, you're a dipper, huh?
I'm a dipper.
You know, I'm not. I am
what?
Not a dipper.
Oh,
I do like what? Ranch, but I don't. It kind of takes away from the pizza
no.
for me. I know.
It's perfect.
I know. So let's see. These are my top
okay.
pizza places.
Okay.
I mean, Mountain Mike's, obviously.
Yes.
You know. So
chicken bacon. Yep.
Oh yeah. So well, not for me, but yeah, veggie.
No, that's my favorite.
Pizzalia, yep. Gotta love her.
Of course.
Diavola.
Yes.
Rosso.
Yes.
Oh, they have the greatest mushroom
yes,
pizza.
Yes, yes, yes.
Pizzondo in Healdsburg.
Yes.
I just was there for the first time.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing.
Oh, good.
And we, of course, have to mention Mary's Pizza Shack.
Of course.
So, and Heather.
Wait, can I give one more?
Yes, yes.
Loro di Napoli in downtown Santa Rosa. Like super, super authentic Italian people making Italian pies in an Italian oven.
Ooh.
So good. So good.
National Pizza Day today.
Yay.
And before we wrap this up, have you heard about the local Pizza Huts? Actually, they're not doing them here, but okay. Pizza Hut, they are doing a breakup pie
oh.
for Valentine's
oh.
Day. So it is called the Goodbye Pie. And Brent Allen and I talked about it yesterday in length. So it's a spicy honey pizza that you send to your almost significant other with a little note saying, hey, we're breaking up, and you can put your name. It's a spicy honey pizza. And so I just was wondering if you've heard about it.
That's
hopefully
so mean.
If it picks up, they'll do it here at local pizza pizza.
Hut, oh, that's so mean. But you know, at least you get something to eat afterwards, right?
I mean, absolutely.
Right.
So coming up next is a song from 1994. We're playing 1994 songs all hour long for the last time the 49ers were in the Super Bowl. This is John Mellencamp, Wild Night. So I just want to say it will not be a wild night if you get a goodbye pie from Pizza Hut.
As you brush your shoes, you stand before your mirror, and you comb your hair, grab your coat and hat,
and you walk the streets trying to remember, yeah, all those wild nights breeze through your mind.
And everything looks so complete when you're walking down on the streets, and the wind catches your feet, sets you flying, crying. Ooh-wee. Wild.
S-T-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-